Blog Talk Radio.
But in the world, it's all about using these chemicals to lighten their skin. And I guess we really need to find out why. When the majority of the world are people of color, how do we arrive at the place and time where to have melanin in your skin is not a good thing when the majority of the world has melanin in their skin? It really makes you sad when you think about it. The statistics show that over 77% of the women in Nigeria have used bleaching agents to lighten their skin. There was more than a third of women in South Africa that used bleaching agents to lighten their skin. Women in Vietnam, in the Dominican Republic, in the Philippines. China was one of the first countries to start bleaching their skin. And I guess you wonder, why are they doing this when the majority of the people that they're around have the same type of melanin in their skin? Well, some of it is very economical, and I'm sad to tell you that, because in a lot of nations around the world, there's pressure to lighten your skin because you want to be financially stable, or you want to be able to marry into a financial stable family, or even when you want to land a certain type of job. Like, most of the jobs in the Dominican Republic are based, most of the secretarial jobs and other positions that interact with the public are based off the tone of your skin. How sad is that? And even in Brazil, some of the businesses, they post job advertisements and say that they want their applicants, that they're seeking white, fair-skinned, or light-skinned applicants only. How can this be? It's in India as well. So your chances of being hired for those positions are better if your skin is lighter. What has happened in this world, you guys? How are we sleeping on such an epidemic, on such a devastating situation? Now, here in the United States, there are women out there and men. Thank you for Mr. Peterkin, Laurent Peterkin, who posted to me on Facebook today and let me know that it's just not women out there that are bleaching their skin, but a lot of men are bleaching their skin as well. Why? And the fact that a lot of these chemicals that they're using are not safe. But why would you want to bleach your skin? They found that 40% of the women in the Philippines have used some type of skin whitening product. Why? And then the names of some of these products: Skin So White, White Perfect, White and Lovely. These are some of the names of these bleaching creams, Light Girls. It's sad. It's really sad. Now, there was a documentary on the OWN channel called Light Girls, and it talked about the situation and the chemical agents that people are using. And also, this past weekend, Lisa Ray directed and produced a movie along with an African actor, Van Vicker, and it was called Skin. If you didn't catch it this past weekend on TV1, I'm sure it's being replayed this week, probably the rest of this month, and it's called Skin, and you really need to check the movie out. And then remember that movie that Spike Lee did called School Days, where he showed you how here in America, in our own black race, the light skins against the brown skin women and how they're mistreated and how there's a big difference. And it still goes on today. Why? What would make you want to leave the skin that God has given you? Why are you not happy when you look in the mirror and see what God has given you, that you would want to put these chemicals on your face and on your body? Your body is your temple. Why would you want to do this? These are man-made chemicals that are not safe for you. People use them. And it's sad. And if you were to just Google this topic and see the horrific pictures of the people that have bleached their skin and burnt it and caused all type of problems from these chemicals that they're putting on their skin. You know, this is serious, you guys. This is really serious. When we live in a world, not a country, but a world, where these words and these colors taking on such a meaning to people that they no longer think that their color and their melanin is worth anything. How did we get to this? When we look at the beginning of time, when men first came up on the earth as Adam and Eve, we know where they came from. When we look at the description of Jesus, we know where he came from. They had melanin in their skin. So how did we become a majority that doesn't want to exist? That's what I'll say. We've become a majority that thinks that they're not worthy of anything and they don't want to exist. Got to wake up, you guys, and we've got to understand the truth. And this skin bleaching is hurting us and killing us and harming us. And it's sad. So before I go any further, if you want to call in and talk or give a comment, please call me at 347-237-5247. That's 347-237-5247. Now, I think we have a caller on the line. We're going to go to the phones, and let's see who we have here on the line. Caller 314-315, hello. How are you doing tonight?
Hi, Terry. It's Harriet.
Oh, Happy New Year's to you, Harriet. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing pretty well. Sorry I've been missing you.
Oh, no, I was down for 3 weeks. I had holidays,
okay,
and then I had computer problems. So I was really sad that I couldn't be with you guys last week, but I am back.
Well, and I wasn't even tuning in, so that I guess that worked out. But on
yes,
this,
ma'am.
Man, this thing is so old. I mean, within my own family, I have indirectly and directly dealt with it. My mom grew up being extremely fair-skinned, fair enough that she could have passed for white, but chose not to and was very adamant about people calling her white. You know, she would want to go to blows if anybody called her white.
Okay.
You know, even when we were coming up and our friends would see her, they'd go, "Ooh, y'all got a white mama." We say, "Don't let her hear you say that."
Oh.
She was very, very angry about it. You know, she had to deal with that as a child. Her classmates, neighbors, wondering how was she being raised by these black people, being white, you know, when she wasn't. But both of her parents are very fair skinned. Her mother, sorry to say, my grandmother did. My grandmother passed for white when it was convenient.
Mm-hmm,
okay.
Mm-hmm.
My grandfather did as well, because he was the first African American to work as a city architect. Okay. He got hired because they thought he was white.
Right.
Okay. It was many years he was on the job and designed buildings in the city before they found out that he was black, but they like work, so they didn't fire
right.
Okay.
But see, Harriet, the problem is, you know, back then, you know, we know that there were people that were passing because there was some bloodlines in them that were of Caucasian. But
right, now
we're to the point where people are not, it's not even about that. They're taking their brown skin and they're making it and taking the melanin out of it.
I wanted to bring it a little more to the present day.
I experienced it in my
classroom with my students, and I couldn't believe I would actually see this, that the children would fight over and call each other white girl, white boy, or say, "Ooh, look how dark you is,"
Mm-hmm.
And they would actually fight over it. I said, "Why are you fighting?" No, that,
right.
You know, I actually had to defend one of my coworkers. They kept calling her a white lady. And she said, "Would you please tell these children I'm not white, that I am an African American?" I started talking to my sister. "How's she your sister?" I said, "Well, she is, okay?
Right.
You know, she's just as black as you are."
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. I couldn't understand this. But even me, as a child, as a teenager, I actually used to use Noxzema on my face, okay?
I remember that. I remember that Noxzema. A lot of people use Noxzema, and I didn't know what for back in the day when you would see the commercials and people would buy it. What was it for?
It bleached our faces lighter. Okay?
What?
It bleached your face lighter. Now you know what color I am, so you know I didn't really need to have to do that. Okay?
So when they advertised for it, I mean, what was it supposed to do?
It was supposed to be a cleanser. Okay?
That's what I thought. It was a cleansing for your face.
Right, for your face, okay? But if you used it enough, it actually did bleach your skin.
Oh, my God.
Okay, I had a cousin who was very, very dark, and she would use it trying to get as light as I was. She never made it. Okay,
ooh.
But it would actually bleach your skin. I've seen some people using it, religiously to where their skin color began to change. And I stopped using it once I knew that. I said, "I don't want to bleach my skin. I don't want to be any lighter than I am. I'm light enough," you know.
And that's what I was saying earlier. You never hear about these agents that give you more melanin. And they're out there, but you don't hear about them. They don't advertise for them. They don't tell you about them. But they're there.
I mean, it's funny to me where the Caucasian race tries their best to be darker.
Always, but they don't, and they don't ever. Right, but when they do that, you notice how they say it. It's called a tan, and they don't break it down and explain it where they're trying to get more melanin in their skin, because you can't get more melanin in your skin by tanning.
Right.
And it really makes me like, want to scream, because why are they doing this? They're telling the majority of the world that the more melanin you have in your skin, the less you are worthy as a human being. And it's sad, because it's not, and this is where it's serious, it's not just a few people. It's a lot of people in the world, 77% of the Nigerians, a third of South Africa. It's in the Philippines. It's in China, the Dominican Republic, Vietnam. I can go India.
I can go
on and on and on. Brazil, on and on and on. When
most
the majority
of
the world have melanin in their skin.
Right. That is so bizarre. You know, why reject what God made you? This is how God made you.
Right.
You know,
there's reasons that he did that.
As you said, we're supposed to honor our temple. All
right?
We're not supposed to hurt our temple. Okay? And I said, well, this is something that I'm sure God will eventually deal with us about, if he hasn't already indirectly in certain areas.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it is a sad commentary that TV program you mentioned on TV One. I want to catch that. I really want to see how.
Yeah, Skin. Yeah, I T-voted, but I've yet to see it. But my sister saw it and she said, you really got to see it. And she told me, yeah. And
I've seen these young girls, how they treated each other because of skin color, because of hair texture, okay? I wish back in my day that it was popular to wear natural hair. I wouldn't have put all those chemicals in my head like I did and ruined the texture of my hair. You know, I don't have that beautiful texture, thickness, the curliness I had as a child anymore, and I wish I did have it.
Well, you know there's been studies done, but not enough to show that a lot of the chemicals that we were putting in our hair may have been the factor in causing a lot of fibroid tumors in black women. And that's a serious thing that they don't want to put out there and study. But if you talk to a lot of different families, including mine, who had a lot of black women in their families and they used chemicals, you'll find that there was a lot of hysterectomies, a lot of fibroid tumors. And when Chris Rock did that movie about the hair?
Yes.
Yeah, I believe he touched on that just a little bit. Yeah, so these chemicals that we put in our hair, the chemicals we put in our face, it has caused a lot of effects for us, and the government doesn't care, Harriet. And that's the sad part about it. They're making billions of dollars off of these chemicals. Just think about it. If you got 77% of the Nigerian women using it, how much money is that alone?
That's right.
And why would they even stop it? Why would they even come out and say, this stuff is dangerous for you, please do not use it?
When you're talking about skin color, but it may and how we are being affected that way. What about what these young women are doing with their buttocks?
Oh yeah, lips, the butts, skin—it's all the same. It's a self-hate that's internalized. It was internalized. And it's serious when you can, like I said earlier, when you can be the minority, but you can tell the majority how they're supposed to look. It just blows my mind, Harriet.
Yeah, it is. It's bizarre.
And you can put a serious stigma on the majority of the natural beauty that the majority of the women in this world have. The natural beauty.
Natural beauty, exactly.
People have just put a stigma attached to it, and now it's considered not beautiful. Yet, at the same time, they're going around paying big money to get their lips done, to get their butts done, as we said, get tanning, to look like us, and they've told us that what we look like is not right. So how controversial is that?
That's right.
You know, and it's sad because we have some of our companies that, and some of our media outlets that we own that don't respect us. That show us in a very negative light.
That's right.
In a very negative image.
Yes.
And it's sad. And I'm just like, how did we get to this? I just was like in awe when I saw this, when I said, I got to do a show on this. And I was like, this is not happening. This is really not happening. And what do you do? And then they said, the statistics said that in 2012, sales of skin lightening creams in India alone were 258 tons, Harriet. And the global market for skin lightening is projected to reach $19.8 billion by 2018 in the U.S.
Oh, wow.
And then the sales growth primarily in Asia, Africa, and the Middle East. How can
be? What would bring an end to that? Some type of being coming from another world that looks completely different than you.
Hmm.
Okay, I've always, that plays in the back of my mind, is that what's going to take to end war on the planet?
Uh-huh,
you know,
uh-huh.
To have an outside threat where we all have to unite, okay,
mm-hmm.
and be at peace with each other in order to fight against, to survive, in order to fight for our survival, okay, to recognize that we are worth something. By the way, because of the way we look, do we need an outside threat from someplace else that we don't know anything about? You know,
right, and you know, I don't think that. I think they're so far removed from really respecting us as human beings. I don't even think that would scare them into saying,
"Hey,
might
not." Right.
Yeah, it's sad to say. But, you know, they've been studying these other things, some call them aliens, for many, many, many years. And I think they would try to manipulate and side with them before they join with us, Harry. I really believe that.
You know what? You might be right about that.
And that's sad.
I mean, the sci-fi movies and programs do show, you know, groups of people that try to alienate the align themselves with the alien,
mm-hmm.
you know, and, mm-hmm. but the alien only accepts them so far just
right.
to manipulate them and use them.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Okay.
But that's what they've been doing for many, many years, trying to align themselves with them. They've not cared
right.
about trying to align themselves with us.
Right.
I mean, did you
right.
listen to the State of the Union from, you know, the President
yes.
Obama
yes.
yesterday? And just the commentators alone, when they just go into him about the things he says, and even the way he disrespected during his speech by the Republicans, by the Speaker of the House,
right.
you know, that
mm-hmm.
alone just shows you. It just shows you the depthness of this mess, the depthness of this dislike for because of melanin, it nothing
mm-hmm.
else because of melanin. That's all,
that's
because
right.
of the color of one's skin, melanin. And then you go and you look at how people around the world are mistreated because of melanin in their skin.
Right.
And it's just really, really, really sad. I can
mm-hmm.
imagine if President Obama was of darker skin, what would happen. I could imagine. I'm apt to believe that he may would have never not even gotten presidency, because a lot of people, especially some women, probably would not have voted for him if he was of a darker skin African American.
Wow.
He probably wouldn't have got their vote. Think about that. That's sad for fear of a lot of reasons, but I'm sorry, Harriet, this clock is counting me down, but I enjoyed you and I'm glad you're back. And I'm glad to be back, Harriet. And I just thank you so much for joining me, okay?
You're welcome.
And you take care of yourself and continue to enjoy and be blessed in the new year.
And you too.
Okay. And as I say every week, John 8:32, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And until next week, please stay true and be blessed. And tell somebody about the skin bleaching. Tell somebody that they're beautiful. Tell somebody that has more melanin in their skin than you that they're beautiful and you wish you had them as much as they do. And I'm Terry Littlejohn, and please stay true. Good night.
Almond joy, you'll be my sugar daddy.